Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Sapiens International Corporation's 2022 fourth quarter and full year financial results conference call. Sapiens issued a press release before the market opened this morning, and it has been posted on the company's website at www.sapiens.com. All participants are presently in a listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question-and-answer session. I would now like to hand the call to Ms. Yaffa Cohen, Sapiens Chief Marketing Officer and Head of Investor Relations. Yaffa, would you like to begin?
Thank you, operator. I would like to welcome all of you to Sapiens conference call to review our fourth quarter and full year results for 2022. With me on the call today are Mr. Roni Al-Dor, President and CEO, Mr. Roni Giladi, CFO, and Mr. Alex Zukerman, Chief Strategy Officer. Following the summary of the results, we will be available to answer any questions. Before we start, I would like to remind everyone that this conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements. The safe harbor provision in the press release issued today also apply to the content of the call. Sapiens expressly disclaims any obligation to update or revise any of these forward-looking statements, whether because of future events, new information, a change in its views or expectations, or otherwise. On today's call, we will refer to the non-GAAP financial measures. A reconciliation of GAAP to non-GAAP results has been provided in our press release issued before the market opened this morning. A replay of this call will be available after the call on our investor relations section of the company website or via the website link, which is available in the earnings release we published today. I will turn the call over to Roni Al-Dor, President and CEO of Sapiens. Roni?
Thank you, Yaffa. Welcome everyone to our call today. It is my pleasure to welcome you all to our Q4 and annual investor conference call. In today's call, we will discuss Sapiens' quarterly and annual results and provide insight into our future plans. We appreciate your continued support and looking forward to sharing our progress with you. In 2022, we made significant achievements in our business, including the successful delivery of our 90% of our new deals through the cloud and remarkable increase in the number of multi-product deals for our Sapiens platform, leading to larger deal size. After several years of dedicated investment and efforts, we successfully resumed growth in North America, a key market for us. Our hard work is paying off with new won deals across the life, P&C, workers' compensation, and reinsurance sectors. Together with notable growth in our pipeline across those sectors, we expect a positive impact on our future success and growth in the regions. Our growth in North America, particularly in the fourth quarter, where we saw growth in life and P&C deals, was another contributor to our success this year. In Europe, we have taken significant steps to enhance our nearshore integration capabilities in our key regions, which has helped to reinforce our strong presence in this market. Our efforts in Europe resulted in continued growth and have been recognized by industry analysts who named Sapiens as the leading provider across both life and pension and property and casualty. Last week, Sapiens P&C solution won an excellent award in the Celent EMEA Policy Administration report. This recognition reinforce our industry leadership and increase our brand awareness in the insurance market. Overall, during 2022, we signed 18 new logos across all of our products and territories. In 2022, we met our revenue and operating margin guidance. This achievement is especially remarkable given the challenging business environment in 2022. In particular, the results reflect consistent progress in EMEA and APAC, which played major role in achieving this success. In addition, our cloud insurance platform offering allow us to focus on closing deals that include core products plus one or more additional applications, such as digital, data, and cloud, resulting in the majority of contracts for multiple products and an increase in the average deal size. Throughout 2022, we focus on maintaining operating profit and positive cash flow. We sustain a gross margin of 45% and expand our offshore team to lower operating costs, which enable us to maintain an operating margin of 70.6%, even in the face of inflation. The insurance industry is undergoing a major transformation, and one of the most significant trends in the market is the movement of core system to cloud. Cloud is becoming the de facto choice of most carriers when replacing legacy solutions or implementing new capabilities. In 2022, Sapiens delivered over 90% of new deals on the cloud. We continue with our successful effort to move existing customers from on-premise to Sapiens Cloud this year. In the long run, as we continue to move our customers onto the cloud platform, we can manage numerous customers on the same resource and improve the efficiency of our operation. The insurance industry is adapting the growing trend of the increasing importance of data. Sapiens provides comprehensive data capabilities as part of its platform, providing several layers of data solution to carriers, from operational reporting and managing dashboard to advanced analytics to ML and AI use cases. Digital engagement and customer experience remain at the forefront of priorities for carriers, both for direct-to-consumer and direct-to-businesses, as well as digitally transforming the way they work with agents and brokers and other distribution channels. This trend is driving the increased adoption of Sapiens Insurance Platform, which offer core solution along with additional offering in digital data and cloud. The integration of data digital with our decision solution creates a smart platform layer that automates process, promotes data-driven decision-making, and provides insightful, intelligent decision-making capabilities while delivering significant benefits to our business with a larger deal size. The ecosystem marketplace further enhance these capabilities. We are leveraging our extensive ecosystem to provide customized and highly relevant solutions to meet the unique needs of our customer. Sapiens partners with over 60 insurance technology providers to offer custom solutions for clients. Let's shift to focus on regional performance, starting with North America. Sapiens made strategic advancement in our North America business during 2022. We successfully closed life deal in the third quarter. A major financial services entity selects Sapiens Core Suite along with our digital Swiss SaaS solution. This combined solution provides them with next generation customer sales and service experience. Sapiens Core Administration Solution and pre-integrated digital enablement platform will enable them to offer cloud-native solution life insurance services that are customer-centered and innovative. In 2022, Sapiens saw growth in our North America Core Life and business application businesses, acquiring new logo and advancing other deals. With a strong life pipeline, our outlook for 2023 is highly promising. In addition to the strong performance in life, Sapiens is also experiencing growth in North America P&C businesses. We anticipate several new deals closing in 2023 and have seen a solid reestablishment of our position in workers' compensation market, including expansion into Canada. The reinsurance segments continue to be strong with new logos acquiring in 2022 and a solid pipeline for 2023. The North America pipeline is showing stronger emphasis on migration to the cloud for 2023 and beyond. Sapiens' effort and investment in product improvement have been recognized by Celent. In North America, P&C and workers' comp segment, we received recognition for P&C claims pro functionality and added analytical and digital offering and claim solution for workers' compensation. These acknowledgments demonstrate Sapiens' commitment to delivering innovative and effective solutions to our customers. In 2022, Sapiens made major progress with our EMEA and APAC businesses, landing new logos in the region. Many of these deals include multiple solutions from Sapiens, including core platforms for P&C, LMP, reinsurance, digital, data and analytics solution, and cloud services. We are currently in the preferred bidder stage with more logos, demonstrating our strong position in the market. To support our continuous growth, we have a dedicated team to focus on new logo acquisition and account management in EMEA and APAC regions. This team will further improve our presence in the region. We have made remarkable progress with our P&C and life pension business in the UK and Ireland, successfully securing new logos and advancing more to the final stage. This marks a promising start for the pipeline heading in 2023. A big focus for Sapiens is driving more cross-sell and upsell business with our extensive portfolio insurance clients, especially with digital data and analytics, and transition to Sapiens Cloud Services. We have successfully integrated the new acquisition of TIA, Sumcumo, and Calculo with rebranding and implementing strategic account management. This has resulted in successful growth through cross and upselling to these clients, providing them with increased business value and saving. We are investing in pre-integrating Sapiens digital data and cloud platform to our TIA and Sumcumo products, and this enables us to enhance our proposition to the existing customer base and resulted in several such customers adopting the innovation solution from Sapiens. In 2022, OMI in South Africa, a TIA customer, chose Sapiens data and reinsurance platform. In addition, another TIA customer in Denmark is moving to a full cloud services model. To support our business growth, Sapiens is increasing our nearshore capabilities in Europe, supporting our growth in Nordic, DACH, Sub-Sahara, UK, and Iberia. We are investing more in our solution platform to support the new business we have already secured and to improve our value proposition. Looking ahead to 2023, we have several key goals. A top priority is deepening relationships with our existing customer and expanding in every territory we operate, including newly penetrated markets such as DACH and Iberia. Another top priority is to sustain and grow our presence in North America markets. We are committed to capitalizing on the vast opportunity in North America market by executing with precision and determination. Our goal is ambitions to close new deals in life and P&C while establishing a solid foundation for our future growth with our robust pipeline. On the product front, an additional priority is ongoing expansion beyond our core offering into digital data and analytics. This will allow us to provide our customer with even more comprehensive and innovating solution and allow us to continue successfully close larger deals. And lastly, we want to focus and continue with transition to the cloud. Now I would like to turn the call to Roni Giladi, our CFO. Roni?
Thank you, Roni. I will begin my commentary with a review of fourth quarter and full year 2022 non-GAAP results, followed by comments on the balance sheet and cash flow. I will wrap up with our guidance for 2023. Revenue in the fourth quarter of 2022 was $119.5 million, a modest decline compared to $119.9 million in the fourth quarter of 2021 and slightly higher than the previous quarter. Revenue in North America was $50.8 million compared to $48.9 million in Q4 of last year, an increase of 3.9% and $1.9 million. Revenue in Q4 increased by $1.3 million or 2.5% compared to Q3 of 2022. The increase in revenue is a result of new deals signed in Q4. Revenue in Europe was $56.9 million, a year-over-year decline from $62.4 million. On a constant currency basis, revenue in Europe grew by 3%. Revenue in rest of world, which includes South Africa and APAC, increased 37.4% compared to prior year quarter reaching $11.8 million, mainly due to the fact of growth in South Africa. Operating profit and margin in the fourth quarter of 2022 was $21.1 million and 17.6%, slightly lower than Q4 of 2021 and at the same level of Q3 of 2022. The year-over-year decrease in operating profit and margin was primarily due to the impact of the European currency versus the USA dollar. During the quarter, we had a net financial income of $1.1 million, mainly due to a one-time debt waiver of approximately $1.5 million from one of our acquisitions, offset by the interest expenses on the debenture. Net income attributed to Sapiens shareholders for the fourth quarter of 2022 was $18 million, up 1.9% from $17.7 million in Q4 of 2021. EPS was 32 cents per diluted share for the fourth quarter of 2022 and at the same level of 2021. Turning now to the full year result for the 12 months ended December 31st, 2022. 2022 revenue increased to $474.8 million, up 2.4% compared with $463.6 million in 2021. And in line with our guidance. North America revenue represents 41.6% of total revenue, and our European revenue represented 49.1% of total revenue. On a constant currency basis, revenue increased by 7.8% in 2022. Growth in 2022 was derived mainly from growth of 4.3% in North America, growth of 7.4% in Europe, and our rest of world geographies that grew 28.9%. The growth in Europe was reached despite a delay in signing new deals due to macroeconomic factors. In 2022, our P&C represented 68% of our businesses, and life and annuity represented 25% of our businesses. The rest of our revenue are coming from technology and decisions. We currently serve more than 600 customers globally, including some of the world's largest global insurance carriers and financial institutions. With a broad product portfolio, our customer base is diversified across insurance providers of all type and size. Our top 10 customers represented 24.2% of revenue in 2022, with no customer representing more than 5% of our revenue. Gross profit increased in 2022 by $5.2 million, while gross margin remained at the same level of 45%, despite a currency headwind. Similarly, our operating expenses increased 2.4% year-over-year to $130 million. We remain committed to investing in research and development. R&D spending increased by $2.8 million. As a result, our R&D investment represents 13.6% of our revenue. This year, we have focused our R&D effort on cloud and digital technology, and we are pleased to see that these investments are generating return for the company. SG&A expenses represented 13.7% of total revenue, which resulted in stable operating margin of 17.6% in both 2022 and 2021, in line with our guidance. Earnings per diluted share were $1.21, up 2.5% from $1.18 per diluted share in 2021. EBITDA increased by 1.1% to $87.7 million in 2022. Our EBITDA margin for 2022 was 18.5%. Turning to our balance sheet. As of December 31st, 2022, we had cash and cash equivalents and short-term deposits totaling $180 million and debt of $79 million. which is scheduled to be paid in four equal annual payments. On January 1, 2023, we have made $19.8 million debt payments. Turning to adjusted free cash flow. During 2022, we generated adjusted free cash flow of $36.1 million, which represent 53.7% of our non-GAAP net income. The low adjusted free cash flow was a result of the delay in signing new deals because of the macroeconomic environment, which translated to reduced upfront payment from new customers. In addition, a contributing factor was a slowdown in collection impacting our DSO that increased from 57 days to 66.7 days in 2022. During the year, we paid cash dividend in a total amount of $38.6 million and changed our dividend policy to distribute dividend on a semi-annual basis to reflect our confidence in the business positive cash flow generation. We plan on announcing our H2 dividend when we publish our 20F at the end of March. Today, we are introducing the following guidance for 2023. Revenue. Non-GAAP revenue in a range of $502 to $507 million represent midpoint growth of 6.3%. The growth takes into account anticipated organic growth, the macroeconomic backdrop, and the extended contract cycle we are experiencing. Profit. Non-GAAP operating margin from 17.6 to 18%, representing a midpoint improvement of 20 basis points, and operating profit growth of 7.6%. This improvement in operating margin is despite expected increase in labor costs due to inflation pressure. We expect our annual effective tax rate to be in the range of 18 to 19%. Starting in 2023, to help our investor better understand the visibility and predictability of Sapiens revenues, we will provide an additional view of our revenue and gross margin. We'll split our revenue into two groups and will provide period-over-period comparisons as each new period is reported. The two groups are 1. Software product and reoccurring post-production services, and 2. Pre-production implementation services. Software product and reoccurring post-production services include mainly term license, maintenance, cloud solutions, subscription, and post-production services. The revenue stream is a mix of recurring and reoccurring in nature. Pre-production implementation services include mainly implementation services before go live, and which are one time in nature. In 2022, revenues from recurring software product and reoccurring post-production services were in the range of 60 to 65% of total revenues, and in any given quarter with a gross margin ranging from 51 to 55% in any given quarter. While revenues from pre-production implementation services were in the range of 35 to 40% of total revenue, with a gross margin ranging from 28 to 32%. As you can see, a large majority of our revenue are recurring and reoccurring, with a typical commitment of 2 to 5 years, providing us tremendous visibility and predictability to our revenues. These recurring and reoccurring revenue have a higher gross margin than our blended reported margin. To summarize, in 2023, we expect to exceed the $1.5 billion mark in revenues with a strong operating profit above $90 million. Our recurring and reoccurring revenue expected to be about 60% of our total revenue with a higher gross margin. Our position in Europe is strong, and we are working to improve our position in North America and serve both the P&C and life and annuities market. We remain committed to growing our company while also providing dividends to our shareholders. As we move forward, our company is dedicated to creating sustainable long-term value for our shareholders, customers, and other stakeholders. With the opportunity that lies ahead of us, we are confident about the future and excited to capitalize on them in the years to come. I will now turn the call back to Roni Eldor. Roni?
Thank you, Roni. To summarize, our 2023 priorities are deepening relationship with our existing customer and expanding in every territory where we operate, sustain and grow our presence in North America market while continue our growth in EMEA, ongoing expansion beyond our core offering into digital data and analytics, and lastly, focus on continue the transition to the cloud. We are executing our strategy to drive sustainable, long-term growth, increase profitability, and improve shareholder and customer value. I would like now to close our prepared remarks and open the call for questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Please ask your question in a loud and clear voice. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions.
The first question is from Dylan Becker of William Blair. Please go ahead.
Hey, gentlemen. Appreciate you guys taking the question, and nice job. Appreciate all the incremental disclosure around the revenue mix as well. And given that one hand to shake model as 40% of those kind of pre-production services you've talked about, how do you think about the momentum you're seeing on that side of the business flowing through to the 90% cloud activity that you're seeing on new project implementations, but that services component serving as a leading indicator for more of that recurring software component in the business down the road?
Hi, Dylan. This is Roni. We provided this overview to create more visibility and predictability to the investor to show this two revenue stream that we have in the company and the differentiation in the gross margin, obviously. The one-time revenue, which is the implementation period, basically is a prediction of growth of the company, because this is where we start to get in the new customer on board. They start with us the implementation and later on follow into the recurring and reoccurring piece. So we expect both of them to grow as we grow in the company, because the first one will fill the other one. We in the group of the reoccurring and recurring businesses, as Roni mentioned, we are shifting more and more customers to the cloud and expecting over time to improve also the margin.
Got it. That's super helpful. I guess maybe too, as we think about those kind of cloud implementations, and you talked about some of the success you're seeing in North America, it sounds like life's doing well, but you did call out strength in areas like workers' comp and reinsurance. So wondering maybe what are some of the nuances in those segments of the market, workers' comp, reinsurance, that are allowing you to get that initial foot in the door with that customer base? And then how do you think about that as well as serving as a potential wedge to sell more of that product to those customers on the P&C side in North America? Thanks.
Hey, Dylan, this is Alex speaking. We definitely see the need in the market. If we talk about the U.S. market for workers' comp solutions, what we've seen is a quiet period over COVID, and now this segment of the market is reviving and start to be much more active, and we have a strong lever into this market. We believe that we'll close at least one deal on workers' comp in the first half of the year. We see similar things around our life insurance. So we have on our business applications, the illustration and the underwriting, we have very, very strong pipeline. This is continuation of last year, and this year is we have a very strong start, very good prospectus in terms of the pipeline of the components with the core suite on the life, which is we brought back to the U.S. market last year. We expect to close between one or two deals in the first half of this year. for sure one in this quarter. And also on the P&C side, we are seeing the need of the market after our investment in the product in the last 12 to 15 months. We see not only strong pipeline, but also very strong progress of this pipeline that we expect to sign the deals in the first quarter of this year. So definitely what we see here is that our efforts in the North America market, the investment in the product, in the strategy, and in bringing the right management team on board is giving very strong fruits.
Super helpful. Thanks. Great to hear and appreciate all the incremental color, guys. Thanks.
The next question is from Mayank Tandon of Needham & Company. Please go ahead.
Appreciate you guys taking the questions. Just wanted to dive a little more into kind of the macro. Are you guys kind of seeing just kind of extended sales cycles and things being a little slower across the board, or are there any kind of notable geographies they're holding up maybe better or not as well that we should be mindful of?
Hi, Mayank. This is Roni Al-Dor. According to your question, there is, if we are taking the two main areas that we are playing in U.S. and Europe, I think we need the American is a little bit much faster in terms of decision-making. In Europe, it's take more time, and also because most of our core system that we are selling in Europe at this moment, it's coming with all the additional digital data and the cloud. This is not the case all the time in U.S. because in U.S. sometimes people are choosing more core and the others they are buying from others, so that take more time. So more or less a little bit much faster in U.S. versus Europe.
Okay, that's helpful. And then I guess just kind of a housekeeping question for the quarter and the outlook. I know you guys kind of called out that 3% FX neutral growth in Europe for the fourth quarter, but was wondering if you could give us what the overall FX neutral growth rate was in the fourth quarter and what the assumption for 23 is for constant currency growth.
Hi, this is Roni. Regarding your question about Q4 constant currency, the company grew at about 6% organically, quarter over quarter, coming from the state, Europe, and the rest of the world, of course. And regarding the benchmark with the guidance, we took the currency of average of last week, we are growing at the rate, a constant currency base of about 6.6%.
All right, that's helpful. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
The next question is from Kevin Kumar of Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. Roni, can you talk a bit about the progress thus far with North American P&C? How's the go-to-market activities progressing, pipeline? And I think, how are you thinking about the level of investment in that segment in 2023?
Hi. As Alex mentioned, I can add a little bit. We have in the P&C, we have three types of solution. We have the core system generic, we have the P&C for workers' comp, and we have the reinsurance part. All the three of them we are seeing grow. Let's start with the P&C workers' comp. Again, just to repeat, we are during the COVID, it was really slowed down. Stephen says a very good solution for this segment, very unique, a relatively large type of deals. Right now we are there is four deals on the table. We are waiting. Few of them already select us. We are some kind of blueprint phase and contract negotiation. And as we believe, we can hopefully we can sign at least one deal first half of the year, maybe another deal, and hopefully more. That's about the workers' comp. On the PNC part, as again, just to remind quickly, we in the last few years we combined the policy administration system with from that we acquired from Adaptic with a claim system, and we on top of it we build our billing system. We integrate all together. We build the we put them on the cloud. We invest on digital data and so on. Right now, after a few quarters that we decide to more put investment on the existing customer before we are going back to the market, right now we start the year with at least one we already signed. We are waiting in the next, we hope in this quarter to sign another deal, and we have a good pipeline. So that's another positive thing. Reinsurance, it's something that we are a market leader in this area, competing with Episode that just recently Duck Creek acquired an SAP, but we have a very strong product. We are the largest in the industry, so we continue to sign deals in this area as well. So overall, positive right now.
That's helpful, thank you. And then I had a question. I guess on cloud progress, it looks like kind of steady progress. A lot of the new deals are cloud. You're continuing to see cloud migration activity. Curious how that impacts kind of the software gross margin, over the medium term. Just given that you disclosed some additional details on different revenue and the gross margins for those buckets. Curious kind of how the cloud progress kind of impacts that over the medium term. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ronnie. So the initial step, I would say 1 up to 2 years, this creates some headwind in terms of the gross margin. But as we continue to year number 3 and many years to come, this will improve the gross margin that we talk. So if we raise the range of 51 to 55, the gross margin of the cloud will be improve our gross margin midterm going forward.
Thank you.
The next question is from Surinder Thind of Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Thank you. The first question I'd like to ask is a continuation of kind of the discussion from last quarter, where when we were talking about the pipeline of the opportunities, it was generally described as being fairly robust, which is kind of how you describe the pipeline currently. But there was also some concern that maybe the front end of the pipeline, the number of discussions that you were having wasn't quite there, that clients were perhaps holding off and wanted to kind of wait and see what 2023 might look like. Can you talk about what the front end of the pipeline looks like at this point and if there's been any improvement there? Obviously, that impacts the longer-term numbers given the longer sales cycle.
Yes, this is Ronnie Eldor. In order to build our pipeline, we did some improvement, one in the existing client that we have. Sapiens has more than 600 customers, and we put much more investment on the account manager or customer success environment together with sales. So we are coming with a lot of programs and ideas what we can do more in the existing customer. And also on the North America market, we increased the sales organization, including business development and sales. And together with all of this investment, we are also improving and put more effort on the marketing front. We also did a very successful client conference recently with our client in U.S. Right now in May, we plan to do a big event in Barcelona and later on in North America. So overall, we heavy invest for 2024. So that general answer. We still see building the pipeline. But it's take time. So that's the overall my answer.
Just to add a comment to this, Ronnie mentioned increasing the customer success team, doing more cross-sell and upsell opportunity from the existing. So we have the business application, all the small component that we are selling, illustration, underwriting, reinsurance. And on top of that, right now we have also successful with data and digital as additional incremental revenue for our existing customer. So this is another layer of improvement.
Thank you. And then in terms of some of the color around the additional disclosures that you provided, a question about the pre-production revenues here. Can you maybe talk about the average duration of that segmentation? Is that roughly 6 months, a year's worth of work? How should we think about the average duration and how distributed the client projects are over the course of that segment?
We need to differentiate between two groups. There are the core system solution that average implementation can run between 18 months to up to 3 years, and there are the business application solution that are much smaller in size and implementation can run from 6 months to maximum 18 months. We are selling much more revenue on the core system, so you can imagine that most of the revenue is running between 1 to 3 years.
Got it. And then so if we were to look at your guidance from that perspective, at this point in time, what percentage of your revenues are already associated with projects that are currently underway that either fall into the first bucket plus the pre-production? It sounds like the vast majority of revenues should be there already for what you're guiding. Is that the right way to think about it, or any quantitative number?
It's both. It's both. The implementation is basically all the deals that we signed in the last, I would say, 2 years that will continue in 2023, and eventually we'll move to the upper bucket, which is the big one and more profitable one, and the recurring piece, which is recurring and reoccurring, will continue going forward, and over time will increase as they have another layer from the implementation one.
So apologies, just a point of clarification here. So is it like 5% of your projects still need to start? How should we think about that revenue that's to get to your guide?
No, we are signing between 20 to 30 new logos every year, coming from core system to new logo. The initial revenue that are coming from the new logo are mainly in the bucket, which is the implementation piece. Only after the implementation piece is ended, they move to the post-production, recurring and reoccurring revenue.
Thank you.
The next question is from Chris Reimer of Barclays. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my questions. I wanted to touch on the operating margin a little bit. If you could give some color around the moving parts there, what's contributing to the stability and even expansion, especially given your ongoing investment in R&D and your marketing teams.
Hi, this is Ronnie. I think major factor in our operating margin is coming from our offshore activity. This is the assets that we have in the company today that basically help us doing delivery in R&D across all products and geographies. And this is contributes every additional 5% in offshore operation create additional impact of up to 1% on operating margin. So we continue growing the offshore operation. This is critical vehicle to Sapiens and for our customers. During 2023, the macroeconomic environment creates a lot of uncertainty, like inflation, currency, exchange rate, and also employment market. We decided to be cautious on there. Therefore, we increase the margin in a moderate way, and we continue to monitor this closely as we go forward.
Great, thanks. Thanks for the color. And just lastly, how are you looking at M&A currently? Do you feel that you're well positioned after the recent investments in Europe, or could you perhaps be still looking for other opportunities for growth?
We are actively looking for M&A. We have a dedicated team that's look after. We see more and more opportunity. Still the main challenge is the valuation. This is the what is still stopping us to do deals. But based on the market, we believe that also the private equity, the private company can start to understand that they need to drop the valuation, and then we can try to do more deals.
If I need just to add one more color, I think from a balance sheet position, we are very healthy. We have a very strong cash position, and we are generating cash all the time. So this will support us when we move forward to doing M&A. We'd like to go back to the history when we completed two M&A in every year. Again, as Ronnie mentioned, the valuation was the issue, and right now it's just coming to reasonable price currently.
Excellent, excellent. Thanks for that. That's it for me.
Thank you.
The next question is from Alexei Gogolev of Chase Morgan. Please go ahead.
Hello, this is Alexei from JP Morgan. Thank you for allowing me to ask a question. I was wondering if you could provide a bit more color on the 2023 constant currency revenue growth and margin guidance. Just following up on what some of my colleagues have already asked. So could you explain or maybe give some trajectory by region, whether you think North America would be able to grow faster than Europe in 2023 or vice versa? And I think in the past you've also given some assumption in terms of what you think in terms of revenue could not materialize in a given year. Could you maybe give some indication or what you expect in terms of headwinds? Thank you.
Hi, Alexei. This is Ronnie. I think when Ronnie said his comment, you feel the good momentum and the opportunity that we have right now ahead of us in the state, coming from the three core system and also the business application solution that we have. We see right now that North America has a potential to grow faster than 2022 that we have, while European territory will continue to grow, first of all, potentially at a lower pace because of the slowdown. We are right now in macroeconomic environment, so we are very cautious also with the revenue and profitability level. So this is regarding the growth rate. In terms of profitability, as I mentioned, we have a vehicle of offshore operation and also economy of scale. We will be able to improve our margin. We put a cautious environment because of the inflation, currency that we cannot control, and therefore we increase a little bit our operating margin to 17.6% to
18%. Okay, thank you, Ronnie. So just to confirm, you think that North America will grow faster than Europe, and the overall constant currency growth for the year is between 6% and 7%, I think you guys
yes,
said 6.6%.
Just incorrect. The organic growth for 2023 is expected to be on constant currency base 6.6%. I just want to make be accurate. I would say that North America can grow faster than what it grew in 2022, while Europe will continue to grow, potentially with the slowdown, slightly slower than 2022. Both of them are going to grow.
Mm-hmm. Great, thank you.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we poll for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Ms. Yaffa Cohen-Ifrah to go ahead with her closing statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call is scheduled to begin in 2 hours. In the U.S., please call 1-888-269-005. In Israel, please call 03-9255-938. And internationally, please call 972-3-9255-938. Ms. Yaffa Cohen-Ifrah, would you like to begin to make your closing statement?
Thank you. Thank you for joining the call today. Please note that Sapiens will participate in the William Blair Tech Innovator Conference on March 14th. We look forward to speaking with you soon and are always happy to answer any follow-up call. Thank you very much for joining the call.
Thank you. This concludes the Sapiens International Corporation Fourth Quarter 2022 Results Conference Call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.